Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus. You're now listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
I'm Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
No, you gotta do I'm Nolan better.
I'm Nolan.
No, again.
And I'm Nolan.
And this is our 1 year anniversary episode. I love Sapphire. I like blue. Green's my favorite color. So emerald, you know, maize emerald would be even better. I also like July stone.
What is July? Oh gosh.
Rupee.
Right.
What are you trying to say, rupee?
Oh god.
Yeah, which is not only a popular gemstone, but it's also the currency of Hyrule in our retro game of the week, The Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past. Kenny, Nolan, what books did you read as a kid? I'm talking about kind of your middle school years, because for me, like, I didn't have Harry Potter, I didn't have Hunger Games, I didn't have Divergent or any of those. So we had to do something different. What was your go-to as a middle schooler? Nolan, did you do Goosebumps? Was that a little bit before you?
I did Goosebumps. I had some. I mostly just watched the show though. So yeah. That's how I experienced Goosebumps.
Because like Goosebumps was a huge part, at least, of my early childhood. And there was one thing that most of the Goosebumps books had in common. I mean, obviously they're spooky, they're scary, all that, but they often took place in strange, weird houses where monsters and mysteries would come to life, much like in our retro video game of the week, Alone in the Dark. You called Kenny a dweeb, but it's not just for uber nerds that are like 40 years old and still living in their mother's basements.
I know.
Many famous and extremely successful D&D players.
It's mainstream now too, anyways. Like Stranger Things redeemed it for everybody.
Yeah, but even before then, there were people that played this game like professional basketball player Tim Duncan and late show host Stephen Colbert and Fast and Furious actor Vin Diesel, although I don't think that helps the case any, but also
it doesn't.
There was Michael Cranford, who developed, designed, and programmed our retro game of the week, The Bard's Tale. What is the sickest you've ever been? I don't want like gross and disgusting details or anything like that, but I do need to know what made you so sick and how sick.
One time I like dunked on this one guy and he was like,
"You're so dumb."
Oh, wow. Took me a little bit.
Probably the like worst overall was food poisoning.
There's probably worse sickness because none of us have ever had like measles, dysentery, exhaustion, and typhoid all in one setting.
Kenny's had dysentery.
while bitten by a snake.
Which is quite possible in our retro game of the week, the Oregon Trail. What is your all-time favorite online multiplayer game? And Zvi, is it your favorite? All right, so this is everything from Overwatch to Team Fortress, Rocket League to Diablo.
Oh, I won't answer it because of the second part.
My favorite online multiplayer game is StarCraft.
All right, and so any particular reason, Zvi, it's your favorite?
Oh my goodness, because it's the best.
I almost want to say RuneScape.
That's a good one.
It's embarrassing. I know. I think it is fun. And yeah.
And that's why it's your favorite. My favorite probably of all time was World of Warcraft. It was a good game.
It's a great game.
And I mean, Zvi, you ask, like, I haven't played it in almost a decade, but when I did, I had
this
a blast.
Is so painful.
Those are our favorite online multiplayer games. We would be interested in hearing yours as well. So tweet us this week and let us know your selection. And Zvi, you chose it. In the meantime, we will talk about our retro game of the week. And Zvi or Zvi not, we liked it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy episode 55, Herzog Why. Guys, what has big floppy ears, likes carrots, and has a heart of gold?
Me?
What? You
didn't even let me answer.
That's right, rabbits. And today on this very special episode, we have the Queen Cottontail herself joining us. I want to welcome Rabbit to the podcast.
Yay.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me. And I have to say, that's probably the best intro I've ever had.
So. Dustin always tries really hard.
We're super excited to have you on the show. And out of all the retro video games in the world, you chose this week for us to play Super Mario RPG.
Yes.
And now it's time to talk about it. Well, Nintendo always takes big risks, and they usually pay off, so we'll see if they do with the Nintendo Switch. But that's not always promised when you take big risks.
Looking for a segue here and not finding it?
You might just get shot by alien hordes if you take big risks.
That was a terrible...
I'll accept it. I mean, what else? How are you going to segue to this?
No, that might be a new low.
Kind of like in our retro game of the week. Guys, I was just wanted to talk about Nintendo Switch. Had no connection.
That's fine. Let's do it.
Let's talk about Space Invaders. Kenny, are we not going to do the woo after the number anymore?
Oh, I don't know. It's like 50. It's not significant.
And this is our first ever Patreon pool. And so we really just picked from a handful of games, and we ended up with the game Doom. What was the main game, Kenny Nolan, that you played in the arcades growing up? Well, one of mine that I regularly came back to was Street Fighter II Turbo. I think that is probably one of the best Street Fighter games.
Yeah, that's a great... great one.
You had this like mysterious secret character that I fell in love with named Akuma that I liked to play regularly. He had red hair and he was just a really cool character, as well as obviously I had the staples of the series, Ryu and Ken, who were just amazing characters, not only in Street Fighter II Turbo, but also in our retro game of the week.
That's where we're going.
I had the same thought.
Ninja Gaiden. And so the last few days since Nolan and his wife have been visiting, it's been in the 60s, you know, upper 50s. And last night with that wind that came in, we woke up this morning and there's snow on the ground.
What?
It's a white Christmas.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's already a white Christmas and it's not even Christmas.
White Thanksgiving.
I think for the first time ever, it looks like that we'll be able to enjoy a white Christmas. Living down south, never had that opportunity. So my only hope is that even if it does snow, it doesn't turn into a blizzard.
That's your segue. Oh my goodness. I should have seen it was coming.
Whether windy white snow or an ape-like god of good and virtue, they're both forces not to be reckoned with.
It hurts my heart.
And so there's a character in our retro game of the week called Blizzard. And so we played,
it's so bad.
We played Primal Rage.
It's so bad.
But honestly, T-minus like 5 hours until you're a married man. So,
oh my gosh.
Kenny, I've got to ask before it's official. You've got one last time to answer this very important question before you get hitched, all right? So before you say I do you have any final fantasies you'd like to get off your chest and talk about?
I hate.
That was maybe my favorite segue yet. That was the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, you're about to get married. There's going to be some more. Just wait.
So I'm definitely pumped for the wedding. Even more pumped than I was when we figured out that our game this week is Final Fantasy. Definitely a classic game. It was a lot of fun to play. So let's talk about it.
There are a lot of good ones, a lot of ones that I spent a lot of time with, but honestly, one of the games that I played most and that I have the fondest memories of is our retro game of the week, which is Crash Bandicoot. And first week or two of marriage, everything you ever hoped it would be and better?
Yeah, and so much more. Like, it's just amazing and beautiful, and my life is wonderful, and my wife is beautiful, and I'm so giddy.
Obviously, we're so happy for you, and now you know what you've been missing out on. I've been married for 5 years, Nolan for just over a year, right?
Correct.
And now you just over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Well, I'm absolutely overjoyed that your wife committed grand larceny and stole your heart. Thankfully, she didn't commit grand theft auto and steal your car, which is the entire premise of our retro game of the week, Grand Theft Auto. I'm with you though, Nolan, not a huge car guy. I just want a nice car that's kind of reasonable, which is silly. Like maybe some kind of Range Rover or really nice luxury Lexus. I don't know. I've never been a big sports car kind of guy. So like, I don't need anything like swift and crazy. And I don't want like a one or two passenger car. I want to be able to fit.
Yeah. And I just want it to go at a moderate speed.
Right.
I'm not Sonic.
I want good like gas mileage too.
I'm waiting for this segue and I don't know when it's going to come and I'm confused.
I don't even know what you're talking about segue. I'm just saying that if I did want a sports car, it would be a Lamborghini and I'd want it red. Do you know why?
No.
So that I could call my red Lambo, Rambo.
No, that's good. So.
Red Lambo.
That was the worst thing.
Red Lambo.
No, we see.
Look, yep. Red Lambo Rambo.
All episode, can we refer to the game we played as Lamborghini? Now, in honor of your terrible joke?
Yeah, let's talk about the NES game, Lamborghini.
I don't know this.
He put his name in that like Wu-Tang like rap name generator online.
Oh, that's funny.
Not with Childish Gambino.
I love that. That's funny.
The name really bothers me for some reason.
You could call him Donald Glover. His real name.
Yeah. But then that sounds like really Wyatt and really like not cool.
His career's
whatever it
off.
Is though. I like his music. I like his new album. He just dropped an album where seriously track after track after track, he's just dropping bombs. And another person who drops bombs is the lead character in our retro game of the week, Bomberman 64.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it could be awesome. I hope that they fix whatever problems there are. I don't know if they will, but it could be awesome to play Mega Man on mobile. It'd be difficult with the button configuration, but I'd love to take out some Metal Man, some Shadow Man, and the first Robot Master with an animal themed design, Snake Man. Snake!
Oh no, not.
Well, I watched Rugrats and it was fine. Babies in Diapers doesn't blow my mind.
That's fine. Like I don't know what can.
Nah. Hey Arnold, football head, right?
Yeah, great one.
Nope. Cat Dog.
Yeah,
a few of these really were after my time, which is some
cat dog was weird.
Take a cat and take a dog and stick their bodies together.
Great show.
That's what the show was.
I like the premise. I'll give you
and,
that.
And another 90s show that had a dog in it was Doug.
That's true.
I did like Doug too. That was a good one.
Doug was a good one. And I think it appealed to a lot of people because it had this quirky cast that was surrounding this 11 and a half year old boy named Douglas Yancey Funny in a highly successful Nickelodeon classic, Doug, from which the game that we played this week derived from. But whether you type fast or slow or have all errors like Kenny or no errors like someone else, I don't know, our retro game of the week can help you get better.
Worse.
Join us today as we talk about Mario Teaches Typing. Please.
Please don't leave after hearing.
Please don't leave right
Stick
now.
Stick around.
Stick around as we talk about this game.
Although I get it if you leave.
So our retro game of the week this week just so happens to be one of the first games that had a community that assembled to play this game as quickly as humanly possible. And so join us this week as we talk about the retro video game Quake. I was never that involved in school and in the community that was going on there just for various reasons, but that was probably my favorite. My least favorite would probably be the dreaded like rash and zits and pimples that the most teenagers get around this time.
What, Kenny, you did?
I mean, whatever.
What?
No, but like it just wasn't that big a deal. Everybody freaks out. Dustin was just too vain is all it is.
So thanks for being here and join us as we talk this week about our retro video game Battletoads, whose main characters are Rash, Zits, and Pimples. Crazy. So viewers, we actually do have gaming lives outside of the games we play with you and for you, and we're playing
tons of fun and crazy games. Yeah. We played a crazy game this week for our show. It's called Crazy Taxi. Join us as we talk about this crazy game. And this is episode 72, and today we have a very special guest that is joining us to talk about the retro game Athena. But before we talk, before we talk about the game, we'd love to introduce you viewers to our new friend and our special guest, Brocentia.
Hey, hey, hello everybody. Yeah, I'm Brocentia.
Welcome to New Game Plus, a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it.
My name's Kenny.
And I'm Nolan.
And that was really awkward because we didn't have Dustin, who is out of the country this week and so unable to join us for our podcast. So we'll miss having him around this morning, but we'll get through introductions and into talking about our game of the week. Anyways, Nolan, did you spend half the week coming up with a really, really, really bad segue into this game?
No, I was going to ask you if you had one prepared.
Are you kidding me?
Do you?
You gotta be kidding me.
Wait, so you don't have one either?
You should know that you're kidding me. That's the best I could come up with. Kidding, kids. Snowboard Kids.
That's really bad. Also,
it's really bad.
That was too quick, though. We can't jump in that fast. That segue was really bad, so it was on par with the usual. So we'll take it.
Either way, sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree, but we always make for a really good team. Another really good team is a group of teenagers from Mariner Bay who joined together to stop the evil forces of Queen Bashira, Bansheera, in our retro game of the week, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue.
I missed it.
Yeah, we struggled.
Final Fantasy IX, Final Fantasy I, Final Fantasy X, all great Final Fantasies, but not the greatest Final Fantasy. But not the greatest Final Fantasy.
I feel like Nolan's about to say something.
He's not.
And we're
going
to get a little drama up in here.
It's just not my favorite. It's Dustin's favorite.
And it doesn't have to be everybody's favorite, but they have to understand that it is the best. So sure. Final Fantasy VII is our retro game of the week, which we are going to talk about now. Well, maybe one day we will be able to dig ourselves out of this predicament because we sure haven't dug ourselves out yet.
There it is.
Our retro game of the week is the classic Dig Dug. Welcome to New Game Plus. Maybe that's a stretch, but it is popular even now. And think how much more so it would be if you were able to take them into battle against your friend's collection. That would be insane. And it's exactly what you were able to do in this week's retro game, Pokemon Stadium. And today we have a very, very special guest that is joining us to talk about the retro video game Zelda to the Adventure of Link. But before we get to the actual discussion of the game itself, we'd love to introduce you to our new friend and our special guest, Feasel.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Nolan, Kenny, if your friends jumped off a bridge, would you? It was probably one of the most popular questions my mom often would ask me after I made a poor decision based off of something that my peers were doing. Okay. You don't sound very impressionable, Kenny, although a group of real-life rodents living near the Arctic might be. Some think it's kind of a myth, but these small rodents, or what their actual name is, lemmings, often migrate in large groups, and they do so blindly following one another in what is often perilous situations, sometimes in large bodies of water in which some of them drown, and sometimes straight off cliffs in which some of them plummet to their deaths, which is a constant concern in our retro game of the week, Lemmings. Well, they'll at least be able to make a lot of money until the bubble bursts and Nintendo decides to start making them again, which they most definitely will. Speaking of bubbles, Michael Jackson's pet chimpanzee that was a frequent traveling companion of the King of Pop was and is named Bubbles, and he makes an appearance in our retro game of the week, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. Let's talk. Who is your favorite superhero?
There are tons of heroes in this world. None are more efficient. None are more efficient than the Gunstar twins, who are featured in our retro game of the week, Gunstar Heroes.
Love that the segue was ruined.
No. I had done better. Twister.
Yeah,
it won't be ruined on the podcast, guys.
That was a rough one.
Believe you me.
You better leave that in there.
If we talk about it enough, then you have to leave it or people won't get the reference. Like,
no,
remember
all this
when
is
you,
cut out.
He's going to
keep bringing it up.
Remember when you did the segue and then you had a tongue twister and it was awesome?
Before we get there, what's the worst hairstyle that you've ever had? Think about through your middle school years, your high school years, maybe even elementary when you used sun in your hair and then went out in the sun and it turned out bleach yellow white.
I feel like you were totally that kid.
Definitely did that. Frosted tips and everything. What's the worst hairstyle that you've ever had? Worst hairstyle that I had was like freshman year of high school. I thought I was a rock star, so I grew my hair out the longest it's ever been, which is nowhere near your length, Nolan, but it was all down around my ears. And when my hair starts getting longer, it starts flipping out. Mm-hmm. And so it would do it down near my collar and then out by my ears and would flip out. Man. And it was just so much hair. Honestly, in one word, I would probably describe it as shaggy.
Nope. I knew where this was going when you started talking about haircuts.
Speaking of Shaggy, our retro game of the week features a character named Shaggy and another named Scooby-Doo in the Sega Genesis / Super Nintendo classic?
Wow. No.
Scooby-Doo Mystery. And this is episode 83, and it is a very, very special episode.
Yeah, it is.
Is it now?
Why, you ask? Well, today we are joined by the man, the myth, the legend, SNES Drunk, and we're going to be playing the retro video game Mega Man X. But before we actually get to talking about the game itself, we want to introduce you to Mr. Drunk. Would you mind introducing yourself to our viewers and telling us if that's okay, if Mr. Drunk is a handle?
That's totally fine. nobody cares what my real name is. They just know me by my handle, basically. So,
and this is episode 84. We're going to be talking about the game The Addams Family, but I actually have something first to confess, and that is that I am not here right now. I'm actually recording my bit in advance. I am sadly unable to be a part of this episode. And while that is sad, the reason behind that is happy because I'm in Paris. Yeah, I'm celebrating 5 years of wedded bliss with my wife. I still wanted to stop by and say hi. And I am entrusting you for the remainder of this episode in the hands of Kenny and Nolan. That's scary. I can't wait to get back, but I hope that you guys have a great episode. Au revoir.
It's not scary, Dustin. Like, who does this guy think he is? He leaves for one weekend, and then what? We can't handle this.
But outside of that, it was a beautiful city. You know, the Seine River runs right through it, and so there's many times we're standing on a bridge, just watching all these ships come by. And those ships were, however, nautical. The ships in our retro game of the week are high up in space.
Welcome back.
In our retro game of the week.
And now we know Dustin's back because I'll be honest, you're a little bit off your segue game. I think Europe wasn't good for you.
Join us as we talk about the game Tyrion.
That was a rough one.
But with songs like When Doves Cry and Purple Rain, we can't forget one of the most influential artists of rock and roll era, Prince of Shenandoah.
Nope.
Our protagonist for the retro game of the week, Defenders of Oasis.
That's disrespectful.
I can't. I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm really excited about it.
I'm just completely interested in your mid-sixth grade favorite class.
Yeah, like you want to read some business and then you want to talk about it. That's the favorite. Easy.
Mine was always math. I liked numbers. I liked trying to find an acute angle of a triangle. There's no greater triangle than that of Cobra Triangle.
which is that the name of a boat? Is it one of the bosses? Or does it have no connection whatsoever to the actual game itself? Find out in episode 87, Cobra Triangle. And this is episode 88, and you guys are in the same room.
We are, and this is not easy recording this. I thought this would be a breeze.
You're literally leaning forward one at a time to talk into the microphone.
No, sharing a microphone is not make for the highest quality podcast audio. So if things are a little shady, you're going to have to blame the fact that Nolan's putting up with me.
So E3 is next week, which is exciting for many people. There's tons of stuff that is on the possible horizon. Everybody likes to keep their cards close for the most part. But what I could potentially be the most excited about is if there is an update on the Final Fantasy VII Remake.
It'll be an update being like 10 years from now.
Right, exactly.
We might have another trailer.
Exactly. But if there is something, I'm going to be so excited. Like if they say episode one's coming out this date, that's all I need with a little bit more footage, and I'll be so happy about that. If they don't, I'll be supremely disappointed, and we will probably just write it off as a missed opportunity. Myst is the game that we're playing this week, and join us as we talk about Myst. And this is episode number 89, and today we are joined by the host of the Party of One podcast and a brand new friend of NGP, Jeff Stormer. Jeff, would you please introduce yourself to our lovely viewers?
Absolutely. I'm Jeff Stormer. I host a number of podcasts.
All right, pick one. Street Fighter, Tekken, or Mortal Kombat?
Oh, Street Fighter, no question.
All right, pick one. Street Fighter or Marvel vs. Capcom 2, New Age of Heroes?
Oh, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, no question.
Perfect. And I'm glad you said that, because out of all the games, this is the game that you chose to be our retro game of the week. So, viewers, sit back, relax, and join us as we talk about the game Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Here's the thing. So I think we all agree. We're definitely excited for the SNES Classic. Think it's a cool thing that they're doing it. Super cool idea. Plug and play. No need for any download. Like Nolan said, even though he likes cartridges, there's no need for a cartridge. There's no need for a disc or more, which happens to be the name of the hero's weapon in our retro game of the week, Rygar. And this is episode 91, where we will be talking about the video game Golden Axe. But first, I just finished reading The Fellowship of the Ring for the very first time, and now my wife and I are in the midst of another viewing of the first movie in the series. I could have easily gone so many different routes here, obviously. I could have done Gimli, Dwarf, Gilius route. I could have gone off of you, Kenny, and gone Gandalf, Wizard, cast magic, so do our game's protagonists. I could have gone that route. I even thought about doing maybe like the quest for the one ring to rule them all versus the quest for the one axe to save them all. I didn't do any of that.
No, you actually already said the game's name, and so you kind of shot yourself in the foot this time.
I had so many chances, and I missed my golden opportunity.
Oh, my goodness. Overview. Nolan, next time you see Dustin, you need to channel Legolas a little and put an arrow through his eye socket. That was so terrible.
No, it's not. And can we just... We are almost 100 episodes in. At some point, we're just going to move on after the segue.
That's fair. I'll
just
accept it.
I don't know if we ever have.
No, unless if you fully deliver, I'll accept
they're called,
it. One
listen,
of these
they're called segues because you get on them, you lean forward, and it takes you to the next place. So let's do that.
But then you look on YouTube and you see how many like fail compilations there are of segues where they just like go really fast into the wall.
Right. And sometimes it's going to be that, but then you just go right to the next clip, which we're doing now in overview. You wouldn't want to do without any of them. Obviously, they're all crucial to the human experience, as you wouldn't want to do without the ability to jump in any platforming video game, as jumping is crucial to the platforming experience. Or
boom.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Find out in our retro video game of the week, Bionic Commando. Friends, aka companions, are wonderful to have in life, but do you actually need 25 of them when you go into battle? We will quickly find that out in this episode as we talk about the game, Baldur's Gate. And today we have a very special guest with us. He is the president, host, and founder of the Pokemon Underground Champions League. And I'm sure so much more than even just that. He is Trainer Thatch. Want to welcome him to the show. Welcome.
Welcome, Thatch.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
Nice. And finally, what is your favorite out of Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow?
Blue.
Why?
Blastoise. It was also the one I picked up when I was a kid. When you used to buy games based on box art.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Correct absolutely. Answer on both fronts.
I still do that.
Very good answers all the way through. It's so interesting and intriguing that you know so much about Pokemon. Like, a lot of what you were saying sounded foreign to me, probably to you, Kenny. Nolan, you knew a little bit of what was going on, but it was so interesting and will be very good for our discussion today, because the retro game of the week that we played for the last 7 days and that we're going to be talking about as a part of this podcast today is Pokemon Red and Blue. Second question, will you play the inevitable Spyro remake when it is most certainly recreated and re-released? Don't answer that one, though. Just keep that in your head because it might give away too much, as Spyro the Dragon is our retro game of the week. Join us as we talk about our experiences with this feisty young purple dragon as we do so now. Either way, Half-Life fans, you're going to have to keep waiting. And if that makes you sick, go to the doctor, get some pills. Do make sure it is a real doctor, or you might end up with more viruses than you know what to do with, which is a constant problem in our retro game of the week, Dr. Mario. Well, for those that are Pokemon Go fans and you're hearing this for the first time, Mewtwo is going to be arriving. Two words for you and two words only: don't panic. Which is one of the many catchphrases in Douglas Adams' magnum opus, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, from whence our retro game of the week was born.
How about Jurassic Park and Dr. Mario?
Thank you for being you, Kenny. When two diverse things come together, it can be a beautiful thing. But is that the case when a blue anthropomorphic hedgehog and an 8-year-old fox with two tails comes together for the very first time in one game? Join us as we find out the answer to that question and so much more as we talk about the retro game of the week, Sonic Chaos. I don't know. Cool idea. A little bit out of my price range. But if I nail some gaps, collect the letters S, K, A, T, and E, and find that hidden tape, I should have collected enough money to buy whatever I want. Join us now as we talk about the retro game of the week, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.